Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
The woman who I was having so much fun putting on The Sims earlier. You so much fun. I had you writing children's books and lifting weights. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
I have to check that out.
Okay. And
thank you.
For Monday, for our regular psychic, we have Vanessa Orr. Are you there, doctor?
I am here. Thank you so much.
Hi, Vanessa.
Yeah. Hi, Barbara.
I mean, you know, I love it that you're like a doctor. I love that you talk like one. I love that about you. I mean, has anybody else ever said that you talk like a doctor?
Some of my clients do. And when you
really?
Came up with it, true.
Meaning what she says is in so highly super. Super intelligent and thorough. Not that you sound like some kind of person who's been smoking a pack of cigarettes with like a whiskey tenor. Not that sound. We're not talking about that.
I wouldn't do a very good reading, but it sounds like fun. Yeah. I don't know how accurate it would be. But no.
But you know the type. You know the type. You're so healthy in every way. Plus, you're very thorough, and I love it. And testing, probably because you say, I need to test that, or I'm going to test that, or I'm testing that now, which actually that's a good question. So what do you do exactly when you do test, quote-unquote, test something?
Well, that's a great question. I'm actually muscle testing. It's kinesiology. And I'm invoking a test of a statement, and my body, which everyone does this, everyone's always testing something, so you get like a gut feeling, but I go a step further with actual physical results. So, and also, anyone can do what I do. You can also infer the muscle testing, not just through your body, where you pick up signals in your body for affirmation or confirmation of something, or finding a negative result or no in a statement. But you can also use, sometimes you can use a pendulum. Pendulums are suspended from a chain. You could use a necklace as a pendulum in order to test.
I bought one of those. I bought one of those for my daughter. She wanted one because she does other things in the paranormal world. She does other things. So I know what those are, and I like them. I like to have it's nice that you can use other things, but it's kind of nice to have the real stuff, the real thing.
Yeah,
pendulum.
You can program the necklace around your neck to be a pendulum. You can program your keys, your car keys, your house keys as a pendulum. Some people use L rods. I have a set of L rods at my other house. They're actual dowsing rods, and they sit on copper handles, just for people who really get into creating a product that will deliver a yes or a no through your body. It's your body. No matter what, it's your body that delivers the yes and your body that delivers the no.
Just don't know how to get our bodies that in tuned and all of what to open yourself up. But you say that everybody could do that if they learn how to do that. But not everybody does have the next step, which is the talent or the gift, the God-given gift of seeing.
So, Barbara, you can just sit where you are right now. And, I don't want to hold the show up or anything, but if you want me to tell you what to do, you say, show me a yes by pushing me forward, show me a no by pushing me backward. And you can make the statement, my name is Barbara Moore, which I went backward here. But if you make the statement,
so that
Barbara,
means, but that means no, because your name isn't no. Okay, I'm going to try it right now. Let me sit down. I was not
yeah,
even sitting.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm sitting now. Okay, let's just ask me a, or do I ask myself the question? Is Priscilla my daughter? Okay, is Priscilla my daughter? Okay, I went forward.
Yeah, that's a yes.
That means yes.
You're doing it right away.
Okay. Okay, so this, is that a proper question to ask, or is that too?
You can ask anything.
Obvious.
You can just, no, you know, for right now we're establishing a benchmark, so yeah, you can make the statement, today is Monday.
Okay. Okay. I'll say this. Today is Tuesday. I'm not kidding. It pulled back.
Yeah, exactly.
I was pulled
kind of exciting.
Back.
Yep.
It's exciting, and it was like in the, from I could tell where it was coming from. It was like the lower back region.
Yes.
Pulling me back.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're absolutely on target. Oh, I just love that. Yeah.
Wow.
And,
but I'm more in tune
yeah.
with my body than other people because of all my dancing, especially standard ballroom.
Yes.
The connection you have, and you get really in tune with every part of your body. So, wow. So you just, it depends. You have to work on this.
Yeah,
like an exercise.
Yeah, you know, and it's, congratulations because you're doing what I do. Yeah, it's the backbone.
Well, I'm
of
glad
my
I
practice.
Asked.
Oh, I'm so glad you did too. It's a fantastic revelation that everyone can equip themselves with. And here's the number one thing. Barbara is a very enjoyable and intelligent person to speak with. If you've never gotten to hear any or all of the shows here on Life, Laughter, and Happiness, she and Jonathan produce a show wherein you can equip yourself with data, with knowledge like we just shared, and you walk away with tools that help you. A lot of the callers who call in during the week learn something and have fun listening. And here you have just learned how to muscle test. If you heard Barbara, it is instantaneous, and it's because you're accessing your higher self. You are exiting out of ego, and you are accessing higher self, and that's exactly what you did, Barbara. You got to 100% accuracy, yeah. And you
and
can
thank
test
you
difficult.
For encouraging me, because getting out of ego, you know, everybody knows what your ego is. And for you to even believe that I have been cultivating this, and it's showing more with shows, not that I'm trying, it's not my goal, but it's, if you can use it, let's use it. I mean, why wouldn't you want to? If you say, hey, I have gut feelings, I want mm-hmm. to be able to believe in those gut feelings. I feel like mm-hmm. I can now do that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that is a psychic ability right there.
It is, and everyone has it. Even animals have it. Trees have it. Fields have it. Everything has an energy. Everything is psychic. And you're right. So, and Barbara, this tool serves everyone. If you're a big fancy investment banker, or if you're a mom with little ones running around, or a dad, or a grandmother, grandfather, everybody benefits from this. I invoke
right.
it 24/7.
Especially if you have babies too. Babies can't
yes.
speak
are they
yet,
sick?
And they cry, cry,
exactly.
cry. And some good mothers are like, "Oh, I know what the baby needs," and swaddles it. Oh, done crying. And some mothers don't. Oh, I don't know. Well, try to feel it. Try to listen to it. Try to go deeper, and you'll get your answer.
It's true.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
awesome.
That one of the best. It is awesome. It's your daughter, Priscilla, probably does it already, but it certainly delivers the accuracy that every human desires. Doesn't everyone want truth? So,
yes,
and
they do.
Muscle testing, yes, and muscle testing delivers truth. And it's also, the number one thing I'm going to say is believe what you receive in the answer. Because when you do that, that means doubt is erased, which means ego's not present. And that's a really rotten thing. So when ego is involved, you aren't going to see things clearly. You aren't going to get truth.
No, that is interesting, too, that the doubt, because people would think, well, maybe doubt is that I'm humble. No, doubt is negative. Doubt is ego.
Oh, you got a good point there. You know, I think sometimes the generations ahead of us, I think doubt or being humble, you're right, it was confused. And I think it was a way to control people. Oh, be nice and be humble and don't, you know, boast. I remember the word boast was a very popular word when I was growing up. And I used to think, why? You know, you should share what you know, and you can do it nicely. I mean, you don't have to have someone harping on you to be nice, but it's also a tool of controlling people when you create doubt in another person by saying, be nice. It makes the other person think that they're not being nice, and what did I do, and what's the tone of my voice, and it's all it is a tool of control. But when you ask, when you make a statement, is that person trying to control me, you can get to yes, or you can get to no right away.
Well, that is interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's what people have been told all along in their little lives. Be nice.
Yeah.
Don't brag. Don't boast. Go along with it. Okay, even if it's not right, I'm supposed to go along with it? Yes. Pat your little head. Bye-bye. Yeah. Oh, no
good
way.
Point.
Break those chains. Break those chains. You don't have to live like that. You're adults now, people. This is a over 18 plus podcast. We're adults here. None of that's going to be going on anymore.
That's awesome, because that's what I like about Life, Laughter, and Happiness with you, Barbara and Jonathan, is that people can walk away knowing more and being equipped with a tool to help them. I think that's the best way to help people, is equip them with truth and a tool to help them that they can exercise. And that's what you just did right now. I'm so glad you asked about that.
Thanks. And I've been, look at how long it's taken me to ask
a split
that.
Second.
And, yes, well, you're so sweet. No, but I mean, I've been on the show, and I've heard you say this for months. You know, I mean, I always wondered, but I was, I couldn't ask because I was meek, or maybe I should know, and all these thoughts, which is all ego in my mind, not even asking the question. So let it go.
Yeah,
me too.
That was a great.
Because now we have
great...
something to work on.
Yes, and you know, the thing is we don't have to work hard at things. I've been talking about getting in shape, because I know you already are, Barbara, and I look at your Instagram when it comes up, and I'm like, I have got to get in shape, because Barbara is in shape, and she looks great. And so now I tell my callers who call into the shows, you know, do it with me, because when you get into shape, get into shape, everything else falls into place. You feel better about yourself. It doesn't take long, is what my point is that it doesn't take long to get into shape. In other words, you don't have to work out an hour. You can work out 30 minutes. You can work out 35.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the tool.
Even 20 minutes, they say now.
Really, 20? Okay.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's awesome, because you don't have to work so hard at something. I think that's another thing that people always try to hold the carrot out in front of others. It's going to take you so long to learn that. Or, do you really want to move to New York City? Can you really survive it? Can you really learn muscle testing? Can you really, can you really pick out a good career? It's doubt.
Right.
And don't have to doubt that we can get in shape. We don't have to doubt that we can learn muscle testing. It doesn't take long. None of it.
No, it doesn't take long. And people go year after year not doing anything, thinking, oh, this is going to be so horrible and hard. No, because believe me, I've been skinny but out of shape and, you know, not as firm as it takes to do a swimwear shoot, right? And I had 2 weeks. Hopefully 3 weeks would be the best. And I did a 21-day fitness, and I did it verbatim, everything they said, with the eating and the exercise every single day. Perfect. Oh, my gosh. By the date, the 3 weeks, 21 days, I couldn't be more happy with my body. So, you know what? it works. It does work. But you have to do it the way that
that's awesome.
This person is the, you know, the instructor of the fitness. I believe them. And they were good. And I bought the tape and I did it. It worked. Oh, my gosh. It
that's
just
awesome.
Does. It just does. But you have to do the exercise and the right diet at the same time.
Yeah. It doesn't take much, does it? The 21 days is 21 days. We've done at least two or three of those. We're coming in on three of them in the COVID, you know, lockdown.
Exactly. Time flies, right?
Yeah, it does. You think about the weeks we've gone through. Where are we? Is this day 56 or 57? It doesn't take much. And, you know, you just demonstrated that with the muscle testing, and now you have another demonstration of getting swimsuit ready for a photo shoot. And listen, that's a pretty terrifying thing for a lot of people. And you did it
mm-hmm.
with discipline. It's just putting your mind to it and telling ego to, you know, take a hike and just doing it.
And it fun. Feels great. They think, oh, it hurts. No, it feels good. So it feels good. It feels great.
Yeah,
tell your mind. Your mind is powerful. Very. And
well,
so
are you ready
Johnny's,
to take
like,
some...
I can read his mind. He's saying there's a caller waiting, right, Johnny?
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Okay.
All right.
You're really
ready for caller?
You can read mine.
I'm ready.
Yes, he is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Me? Yes.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Vanessa is ready.
I'm
reading
caller.
Her mind, too.
The first caller is area code 502.
502. You are lucky first caller. You're on live now with Vanessa Orr, MBA.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you all?
Doing well. How are you?
Great.
I am well. Thank you.
Well, good.
This is my first time calling. My name is Melody.
Hey, Melody.
Hello. I don't really have a specific question. Aside from everything that's going on in the world, I know everybody feels stuck and stir crazy and drained, but I've hit a different kind of stuck and some different kind of obstacles that would leave me still stuck if we were to be if the lockdown were to be lifted. So I'm just
okay.
kind of confused, and I wanted to see if you all could pick up on anything.
You're tired.
Yes.
Even though it's been this mega rest, it has drained you with, am I picking up a lot of worry? Am I picking up money issues?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay. Listen, here you're going to get a tool, and here you're going to get clearing. So there's so much like a boulder is sitting on your throat, and I understand, believe me, and it's this boulder is just so heavy. It's just sitting on your, from your throat down to your gut, and it's just like a giant elephant's foot sitting on top of you. And I'm going to tell you, first of all, when I finish the readings on life, laughter, and happiness here, I always go and do extra readings everywhere, for everyone, rather, after the show. So I'm going to wipe that off of you. But I'm just here to tell you, I think this must have been the reading that I was doing before the show, and I was supposed to tell you yes. Whatever question it was, I think you're the one I'm supposed to say yes to. And we might be able to see what that is as we move forward with the reading. Are you going through, or have you gone through, a physical illness? As in,
yes.
Maybe, okay. I want you to understand that you are coming out on the other side of it. I know that with this illness, there was an emotional weakness attached to it. Got a question. Were you involved with a significant partner? If I ask, was this a marriage, I'm actually getting a yes.
It was not a marriage. No, it was not.
Was it ever going to, was it a long-term situation, though, or you both thought it was going to go longer than it did?
Many years ago, yes.
Okay. What that did was it affected your health. And
Yes.
You were saying back then, I can't find the inner strength to continue with this. And was this illness, did it attack your immune system? So, for example, allergies seem to be more rampant, or you just were tired all the time, and or congested, or immunity, even thyroid.
Yes.
Okay. Got another question for you.
Okay.
Are you someone that would have the proclivity of working with sick people?
With quick people?
Sick, you know, people who are ill.
Healthcare. I am in the healthcare. Yes, I'm in the healthcare field.
Okay.
But I'm also clairvoyant.
Oh, okay, good. Well, this is awesome. You and I can work together here. I'll probably learn something from you. all right, here's where I'm going with this. A, do not give up on yourself.
Okay.
B, you are an empath. So you're picking up on everything. A great empath is someone who can't go to a mall, you know, before COVID, can't go to a concert, can't really go grocery shopping, because you pick up on everything, on animals, I was shown.
I do.
Yeah, you're good at what you do. In fact, you're a very good pet communicator. And listen, there's no distinction between a pet communicator or a person communicator. It's all the same. It's just that some pet communicators distinguish themselves in order to tell people, hey, I can communicate with your pet, because a lot of people don't think about that, but you can. So whatever you access in the way of energy, continue down this road, because it's only going to get grander. They're actually showing me wider, WIDER. So it's just, your talents and gifts are going to accelerate, especially, it doesn't have to be me, but when you come on for a reading, or you go for a private reading, it really just opens wide, and they showed me makes your gifts blossom. It does this for everyone, but especially you.
Okay.
Especially you. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. I kept seeing money kept coming up. So I'm going to tell you that this is a prescription for you today, is to get in line. I know that everyone likes to have more money, and especially now a lot of things, businesses have been cut in half and cut in half again. And, you know, today there was a very challenging story about Uber, and Uber is global. So, you know, if our friends at Uber are in a bit of trouble, we're all in a bit of trouble. I'm going to tell you this, that in the scope of accessing more money, I just want you to call it to you, and I will do work here for you. But take no risks. Be completely risk averse as you continue to apply your gifts and talents in, for example, being a clairvoyant, being a psychic medium. Because if I ask if you have medium capacities, you do. So you can speak
yes.
to the other side. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess in trade, charge for your services. That's going to help you acquire, you know, what's the word they're trying to show me? Is that it's going to really help your income.
Okay.
You have a business coming. You don't, because you're already doing it. You're already kind of anticipating what since you're in healthcare, you're already anticipating the people around you for what they need. And you're good at your job. It looks like I see a male who says how good you are at your job. And I imagine that you know who I'm talking about. This is a supervisor.
I do.
Yes. Oh, yes. So this is such a fun reading, because even though you came on here and I could really they were showing me like, heavy heart and rather distrustful. And I'm going to use this word, and I don't want you to get sad about it. Is there an addiction in and around you? And if you want to tell
Absolutely.
Me to go jump in the lake.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you what the end result is. You beat it. And
okay.
So that's just going to happen. Yeah, it's actually, they're kind of showing me. She's just going to wake up one day and realize that she hasn't been engaging in that addiction. So
okay.
that's, yeah. Gosh, I'm so glad that you called in because I've been shown this reading. I was, before I do a show, I always sit down and I meditate and pray and do a reading. And here you were. And I always say, for the networking to happen. And this reading was for you. So I got to do this reading before the show. But
well, it's crazy because I'm 36 hours sleep deprived because I had to have an EEG this morning. So I did not anticipate or plan on calling in, but I was drawn to look up to see if there was a show that I could catch tonight. So yeah, it was definitely meant to be.
This was meant to be.
We're on. He's on every Monday.
Every Monday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to write that down.
This is great. This is great.
Well,
I like it when it's really not thought out much, but she's drawn to it. That's powerful. Is that more powerful, Vanessa, than if she's like, I'm bored and I want to go, or I need to know. I'm looking for it. Is more powerful?
I was looking for it. I was looking for it.
Yeah. Yes.
So
is there more power with that, Vanessa?
Oh yeah. It's serendipitous because we had a soul contract to meet tonight, all four of us. So Jonathan, Barbara, me, and our caller. And will you forgive me? I forgot your name. I didn't write it down.
Melody.
Yeah, Melody. Let me write it down. You know, before a show, before a reading, I always call on all of the angels and guides of 100% divine light to network us. And it's always so amazing to me because Barbara and Jonathan know that I do readings before shows and before my readings, and it's always for someone who calls in.
I believe in that, too. I do.
Yeah, and all I have to do is say, please connect me with this caller, and I always write down callers that they have a 100% success story when they come on Life, Laughter, and Happiness. They wanted me to tell you a few more things. Is that you are to stay in the pattern that you're...
To stay in the pattern that I'm in? Is that what you said?
Vanessa seems to have dropped. So let's see if we can get her back on.
Okay.
She will.
Okay, we'll
call.
Yeah, we'll call back in.
We'll get her back right away.
Okay.
Wow.
I think... There she is.
Huh.
Okay, are you back with us, Vanessa?
I am. I'm going to say this. Melody, is there a gentleman in your life that you were sharing a life with, but things went opposite directions with the two of you?
Is he past or is he living?
Okay, is he dead? I get a no. Is he living? I get a yes.
Yes.
He misses you, and he tries to they keep using the word overture or overtone. Sometimes people have such a rapture for us. They want to be alongside us. They want to control us. They can be an addiction to us, or we can be an addiction to them to the point where their energies will interrupt. Their energies will interfere. And I don't want to be weird, but I do work with paranormal, and I think his energies interfered here. Didn't want you to have a success story. Didn't want you to forget about him.
I think I know who this person is, and I've.
Yes.
Do you feel that I should avoid this person because I have been, and I feel that I should continue to avoid. Because I don't think that I can grow with that person in my life.
That's exactly right. And here's the other thing. If you make the change away from him, you can reach your goals.
Okay.
Golly, that was so weird that that happened. But this is what happens, is that when a reading is like a phone call, it's interrupted like that. It's a powerful energy that is attempting to control the content. It's attempting to interfere, for example, between you and I. They didn't want you to be equipped. Yeah. They didn't want you to
oh
be
my
equipped.
God.
So you're moving.
They dropped her. And we have a perfect connection today. And they,
I know.
They, you got dropped. That's
yeah.
crazy.
It is. It's because, you know, we're very powerful creations, very powerful beings, because what a thought becomes a thing. And his thought towards you is, I don't want anyone to have her, which that's very covetous. And
he
so
said that to me the other day. He said those words
okay.
to me the other day.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, he's pretty powerful, but you are too. And I was shown, shown at about probably like, I don't know, a quarter to six or quarter to seven my time, that you were enabling him. You were assisting him and enabling him. But he, in turn, was addicted to you. He's still addicted to you. It's an addiction. Addiction came up over and over and over. And addiction, you know, it's the A word. People have a hard time with that. Here's the number one way to handle this, by having no contact with him. And this is an academic rule. Having no contact with a narcissist, a psychopath, a sociopath. I didn't fully test him. Will allow you to heal. And I can tell that a lot of that heaviness is already slipping off of you.
It is. It really is.
Well, Melody, I'm going to do extra work for you after the show. It's always a thrill for me to get to do that for people.
Thank you all so much. I really am happy that I called in. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome.
So dear.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry about getting cut off.
Oh no, I'm glad that we did, because we figured out, you know, if there was a reason.
Yeah. There is.
Yeah.
And start reading people's animals. Start, you know, ask your friends, can I talk to your pet? Because they will be thrilled. You're going to come up with a lot of great things. So
I will try that. I will. I've never put any thought into it, but animals are always drawn to me. Always.
Yes. Well,
okay. I will try that.
So.
All right.
Thank you, Melody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
That was an amazing reading. That was really amazing.
Yeah. It was really amazing that guy popped in. It cut me off. That just happened.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
They
tried.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did. Okay. Well, our next caller is area code 916.
916, you are next caller. Sir. You are on live with Vanessa Orr, MBA. Hi.
Well, hello, Vanessa. This is Nancy from California. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. My life is just going through a dramatic change. Everything is changing. And one of the changes is I'm going to be moving in with my daughter shortly in Oregon, even though I'm in California. And that I hope will be temporary and eventually get my own place. Curious what you see and all the changes.
Oh, it's so awesome. These are daunting changes I heard for you, Nancy, but I heard they showed me it's for the better. And it's also going to bring your presence in your daughter's home is going to bring a lot of, I heard protection and comfort. I also heard the word restoration. She rather needs some nurturing from you, but it's not going to be anything that's going to steal energy from you. I also saw a job coming. It looks to me like a desk job, but it initially is remote, I heard, and then it becomes a desk job. It looks like it's in healthcare also, like our last caller. Does that make sense to you, or did you see that coming? Or at least it's just database, a database. It's like information management. Yeah.
Huh. I never saw that coming. I'm retired. I'm a retired nurse, but it's been quite a while. And I'm getting Social Security. I wasn't aware of a job coming, but you never know.
Well, yeah, it looks like it's remote initially, Nancy. And Nancy, listen, you're smart. And so this is going to be a real release for you, a real lock, unlock. You're very smart. Has that been an issue for you your whole life? I mean, we know you're smart. You know you're smart. But why is that? Why am I picking up such heavy overtones about now you can accept it?
I think a lot of my life I suppressed all the things that I really felt like I needed to do and what I thought. And I'm just getting over my husband passed away a month ago, and that's why I'm going through a lot of changes. And like I said, it's a new start, and there were a lot of things that I put on the back burner, I mean, especially this last year, because taking care of him totally, you know, through health.
Okay.
And I do believe, even though, you know, I'm going to be moving and everything, that eventually I want to get back to what my purpose in life is, I guess you can say. So,
your purpose in life. Okay. Well, one thing is that we needed to rip the Band-Aid off about how smart you are, because I kept seeing infectious diseases up a few minutes ago. And so if I this is getting kind of exciting here at my house. Researcher. That, I guess that's why databases came up, is that you have a very scientific background sometimes, more than often. Yeah. But don't you find it surprising that, you know, you put yourself on the back burner to rear the family and take care of everyone, and healthcare came up, and here you are a nurse. So you put, there was a lot more education that was waiting on you. Here's what I'm going to say, is that even though that academic education was waiting on you, and we were all waiting for you to go to school, that you took a route, you shifted your soul contract to have a family, and it looks like you were working while you had the family, and then you're, is that right? Yeah. You're not finished. And that's one thing I saw, is yes, you're going through a lot of change, and I am so sorry about your husband passing away. And if he comes through, I will share what he's going to say. Sometimes it takes a little bit for transition. I asked, did he, I don't want to like jump around here in the reading, but I will get back to the heart of it in a second. If I asked, did he transition right away, I got a no. Did he have a brother that passed on ahead of him?
Yes.
Okay. The brother came and visited with him. I don't know. I'm going to ask you, did you see him reaching out and trying to swipe at something with one of his arms, the right arm?
When he was passing?
When he was, you know, towards the end. Anyway, they're showing me that your brother-in-law was visiting him like 3, 4, 5. About 6 days before he passed on. Did it seem like a little surprising when he suddenly passed away? Because it seemed like he was kind of bouncing back a little bit, your husband.
Actually, because of the coronavirus, we weren't even allowed to visit him until the last hour.
Oh, you weren't there.
Yeah, that's. I'm always there next to him, and then, you know, they prevent you from visiting, so. Yeah, it was kind of sad. I was there when he passed, but
Okay, wow. Well, he had someone, oh my gosh, that's why your brother-in-law showed up, because no one else could be there. You know, Nancy, the one thing that I've heard other psychics talk about, and I've been very cognizant of this, is that so many people are suddenly passing away from, for example, coronavirus, it's a shock. And they are standing over their body, you know, somewhere, say in a hospital or in a morgue or at their own home. And your brother-in-law went to your side, his brother's side, and for looks like 6 days, and we're saying this way, it's going to be okay this way. So even though you couldn't be there, and I am so sorry this happened, I really commend the strength of your family and the family ties that assisted your husband to the other side under the loving hands of your, you know, brother-in-law who passed away. I hope that gives you some comfort, because comfort's a big word in your reading tonight. Comfort is a big thing that you will be sharing at your daughter's house, which makes sense to me now, because I'm like, I wonder why Nancy's going to be comforting or bringing comfort or comfort to her daughter's home. It should be the other way around, but it's going to fall on your shoulders.
I have a question, too. He visited me twice about 2 weeks after he passed.
Okay.
And, I mean, very real visits, very real.
Yes.
You know,
those
one
are visitations,
time...
Nancy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Nancy, those are called visitations. They are...
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, I'm aware. Actually, my dog, when
he
passed, also visited me. I tend to get that.
Okay.
It happens,
okay.
But it's very vivid. He was even scratching my back, something he used to do in
wow.
one of those.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting, I'm the student here, but since you know what that visitation is, that is him reaching from the other side to let you know that he did make it. He didn't transition right away. But I think that's why your brother-in-law was so very present, for two reasons. One, to help him transition as quickly as he could. And two, you couldn't be there. If I ask the question, did your husband call for you? I get a yes. There was he had very good care. I got a yes on that. And so since you're so aware of what a visitation is, I'm going to take 1 second to tell listeners that a visitation such as what Nancy experienced is a literal psychic encounter on the astral plane or celestial plane, just like what Nancy experienced. So that's what that is. It's a dream that is the most real dream, because it's not a dream. It's a literal visitation like what Nancy has experienced twice alone. Because it looks like you said, Nancy, you had other encounters, but two times with your husband.
Yes.
Wow. But does she know it? Does she know that that is what it was, a visitation, because it was so real that she just knows? Or, okay. Wow.
I think you're the question. Here's a question.
I know. Everybody wants that.
I think everybody visits Nancy, because right, Nancy, who's the woman that's visited you? Is this your mom or your sister? You get a lot of visitations.
Okay. No, I do, but I don't think. Okay, I've had dreams, you know, where my mother was there and everything. But as for visitations, like I said, my dog definitely, you know, he passed away last August. And I got visitations from, like, two little boys that I never met. And, you know, it was another realm. I mean, I get them every once in a while. But I've also had a kind of... trips on other dimensions where other things happen.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Those are, you're astral projecting. Some people call it, you probably will be visited by angels. I get a yes on that.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was my first visit. That was my first visit when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You're so gifted. Which is why all the comfort, that's why we go to you for comfort. That's why you're going home. Listen to that. You're going home. When you said until you can get a place of your own, I don't see that on the horizon. But, I don't see it happening. Which it's all going to work out great. But I got a question, especially when you hang up with me, you realize that you've got such a gift that you are talking to people on the other side. So what do you think about doing that for people, especially now. I mean, there's so many people that have gone through your experience, and there's so many more that are projected to go through your experience of losing, for example, your husband. What is your thought about connecting people to the other side?
I would love to, but I don't know how to do it for them. See, I've gotten these experiences myself, but for instance, if somebody asks me, you know, do you can you connect with my, I cannot do that. I have never done that before.
Well, actually, I get a yes that you can and will. So
yeah,
I guess that's
you can.
You got to learn Nancy's honesty. Nancy's like, yeah, I don't think that's a thing for me. But, you know, I got to tell you, I never thought I didn't think I would do it either. But I've been doing it since I was a little kid, too. And I think you've been doing it and probably unaware. It's like you pass it off. It's like you move on to something else. But it's not something that everyone chooses to do. I didn't choose to do it, and Nancy, you didn't choose to do it either, but I rather see that you will be doing it for people. It will be spontaneous. It will be intuitive. It's a moment of serendipity where it will happen because it's your light, the other side, your light, and they can just reach over and access your vibration, and it will just happen. Yeah.
Wow. See, I always knew that there was a spiritual path, you know, because I've always been attracted to it since I was little. Yeah, the other side. But I never knew what direction to go. I mean, I've taken healing classes. I've done so many things. But, yeah, I just didn't know what direction to go.
Well, yeah, but it's so funny because a guide around each of us will put us with the right people, and that's why you're here tonight. It's just, and I'm just the first guidepost. You know, there's going to be other great people that you are going to meet in person that will give you that one little golden nugget that will take you on to the next guidepost, and your guideposts are going to be coming quickly. So it looks like you're going to be on an interesting tour of six people. Two of them are very powerful. They aren't me. But two of them are very powerful to give you nuggets of information of how to move forward and do what you're doing. Because, look, you can't stop this. I always thought I was going to be shuffling papers in the back of a bank, you know, and looking at loans and, you know, credit and companies and looking at – I really thought that's all I was going to do. And I had the most unusual people say, what's wrong with you? You're not going to be doing that. And I really thought I was. This is what picks us, and this is picking you. If I ask if you're psychic, I mean, everyone's psychic, but is her strength being a psychic or medium? I get a medium, and definitely your healing hand. How hot do your hands get?
Actually, it's the opposite. I have cold hands, and that's why I kind of always veered away from hands-on.
Hands-on. Don't touch me, those cold hands. Wait. I have a question, Johnny, first, before I have this burning question listening to Vanessa and Nancy. Have you ever asked, well, why me? Why me? Why do I have this gift?
Yeah, I think I do every day, but I got to tell you, I have the most fun doing this every day. And the reason why is that it's not about me. It helps people. Just like Nancy
right.
headed to her, yeah, just like Nancy, Nancy's gone through, you've gone through a big loss, Nancy, and now you're headed to your daughter's house to help her, because that's what this
well,
is about.
Well, maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's her answer, that she needs somebody to need her help, and that will give her the reason to do it for her daughter.
I get a
That's
yes
very
on that.
Interesting because that wasn't how I looked at it. I didn't know that she needed my help. You know, I thought
oh,
that
no,
she
does
me out.
Right.
Aw. You're going
well.
I never saw it the other way.
Oh.
But
well,
you won't be getting a place
you never
own,
saw it the
won't.
Other way for her. For her. You never saw it the other way for Nancy. That she is needed. And but but she's thinking, okay, that's the thing about, you know, the humble thing that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Don't be,
Nancy.
Don't think the humble way. You know, that's the thing, the message that was instilled in your mind. Oh, they don't need me. You know, what could I do? Well, a lot, and yes, they do need you.
Yeah.
So get that whole
thing
out of your mind that they, what could you do and they don't need. And look at it in a different perspective. It changes everything.
True. So Nancy's going to be moving in with her daughter, and we'll be taking a remote job at some point. But in the meantime, start reading books about mediumship.
Okay.
There's a really good YouTube.
Because people have
really
to work
guide
on that, right, Vanessa? They have to usually work on that, like, okay, in their dreams, like, to focus. And she is just coming so naturally that she's blessed with that.
There's a really – that's true. Mm-hmm. There's a really good guy on YouTube called – his name is Phil Quinn. Go look at him.
Phil?
Or Bill? Phil Quinn.
Oh,
no, Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, go look at Phil Quinn. He's a sweetie pea. He's a medium.
Okay.
Phil Quinn.
All right.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling
in,
Nancy. And
well, thank
this has
you.
Been actually more amazing than you thought, probably.
Yes, it was. Oh, definitely. It was not the way I thought it was going to go. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. We hope to hear from you
Our
again,
next caller
Nancy.
All righty.
Is 856.
Okay, 856, it's your turn with Vanessa or MBA. You are on the air.
Hi, Vanessa. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I think tonight I'd just kind of like to see what kind of messages you might be getting for me.
Oh. Right off the bat, is this about a job? And then I also saw a guy.
Well, okay. Yeah, I would like to
Help
know
me.
About a job. That would be good.
Are you a job? Okay. So they're talking about, gosh, everything's remote. I wish I'd have a different strata here. Is this remote? Okay. Does it start out remote? So have you lost a job recently? I keep talking about travel.
So
okay.
So I finished a contract in the middle of March. So I have been sending out resumes for hoping to get something remote.
Okay, because it starts out remote. But they were telling, did you travel a lot for that previous job or it wasn't travel?
That one I drove a lot. It was all commutable distance, but I did do a lot of driving.
So they were showing me all this luggage, and I'm like, oh, what is going on here? So I just heard those days are over, as in, is it travel? And I got a yes on that. So remote, it starts out as remote, but you're going to do such a great job. And this is weird. They said that you, Laura, were going to do such a bang-up job. Bang-up job here means top drawer, top level. We're so glad we found Laura. So whatever is going on with your resume, I do see a hiring agent. It's not a representative, but it's a man that's been mandated to hire and find someone. So your resume, and listen, after the show or after you finish with me, write down that your resume lands right in front of this man and say hiring agent and say that he can't look to the left and he can't look to the right. He's just stuck on this resume because this resume just, he'll be stuck on it. Actually, I'm shown that your name will leap off the page at him. So write something about it. How is this funny? They're actually showing me your name and lights. I find that so interesting. You know how, listen, have you ever passed a sign or passed like some content or text in a book and something just struck you, just like you couldn't get away from it, it was just leaping off the page? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
I know. Listen, that's how some cases that I have solved for criminal cases, I've solved because I was shown something in a fleeting moment, literally just passing it, and it was a clue. I know. It's just so crazy how things work. And this is his clue, that we call attention to your name. In fact, I'm going to do it here, that your name is in light. Isn't that funny? So I will do it here, and I want you, because my name is on the lips of the hiring agent. Hey, I didn't make that up. My guys were just telling me to tell you that. It's amazing how, it's your thoughts become things. And your thoughts, we're shifting your thoughts. They just showed me that tonight, that we're highlighting all these thoughts in your mind, and we're shifting away from all the dirge and the din that we've been going through the last several weeks. Those days are over for you. So your name is in light, and I will do that here too, and that we have the hiring, I'm taking notes, hiring agent has your name on his lips. I know that sounds kind of salacious, but it meant in good content here.
Oh, I like that.
I do too. And you know what?
Vanessa, is it going to be would I have to make a long distance move, or would it be something local to where I live?
I got a no on long distance move. Let me see. Let me test local. I got a no on local. Business has found out something that you and I knew a long time ago, and it was that video conferencing saves a company a lot of money. And this is how you will be doing it. And, you know, all the readings tonight have been strongly laced with remote, and I didn't see that coming tonight. And I'm going to test, is this contrite? No. Is this preconceived? No. In other words, that common thread of remote has been in your reading and in the last reading with the caller. Her name was Nancy. And so it's not a contrite thing. It's the way business is going. And actually, there was a story this morning about how companies have discovered, gee, you don't have to get on a plane and travel. We can do video conferencing. Now, travel will come up, but will that involve you? I get a no. But this gentleman, this hiring agent, he and another person that are in charge of, they're trying to create a knowledge base inside the company. A knowledge base is humans. It's a human base. Knowledge base is an asset to a company, and that's what you will be. Wow. You're going to be an asset to this company. You must have a really nice resume, Laura. I just saw well-educated. And listen, don't be shy here. We don't do doubt. Mm-hmm. We don't do shyness here. You know, just say yes or no, or else you can, you know, there's also the choice to tell me to jump in the lake. I always give people that option. But you're well-educated, I heard.
So yes when you compare it to some, and no when you compare it to others. So it's all a matter of, you know.
But your name is in light. But your name is in light.
Really good.
Listen, this is, let me tell you a real short story. You created this. I didn't create this. You created this moment with your soul contract, and I agreed with you that we would have this moment, that I would have this glowing opportunity. See, there's that word glow. Glow, light. Listen, you are the standout. Yeah, you're the standout. Oh, I just got confirmation. Barbara knows this confirmation, and so does Jonathan. It's the prana confirmation, and it's the kundalini confirmation, which is the ultimate confirmation, and that just came in for you.
Wow.
You have
the chills.
Yeah.
The chills, right?
Yes.
Does it have to be chills? Because, right when you said that, right, I put a blanket over my legs. I mean, tell me. That doesn't have to do with it, right?
Yeah, listen. What you're talking about is, that's also a thing, and it has been getting me here too. And it can make you chilly, and it does go through you. Sometimes that's a person. I hope Nancy's still listening. Sometimes that's a person from the other side that goes through you. But in this case tonight, it is that confirmation for Laura.
Okay, good.
And you
got it too.
So, you got all these people walking in confirmation about this, Laura. Laura, I'm going to say this because, you know, we can say this. You're more special than you know. I didn't say that for fun. I didn't say that to, like, make you feel better. That's what they're telling me. They, you know, I think the theme tonight is don't be humble because your light is what we need. And this company, better companies and restaurants and more companies everywhere are reshaping, reconfiguring as a result of this level playing field. You have been in the level playing field. Barbara has, Jonathan has, I have, the lady who called a few minutes ago has. So you're standing up tall. When they show me, it's like you're standing up tall amongst everybody. So it's a win-win. I didn't get to say that to everybody tonight, but for you, I get to say it's a win-win.
Oh, wow. Do you have any idea what kind of company, what type of company it's going to be?
Well, they're showing me marketing, and this is going to be helping a lot of companies get back on their feet and getting out in front of the consumer.
Hmm. Okay,
is that right with you? You don't know what?
It could, I mean, yeah, I don't do marketing typically, so I'm not sure.
Do you do research?
I have to do research because I develop training.
Okay, because I keep seeing reports. Reports had to do, and you just said training?
So I develop training for a living, so when I develop training, I have to do a lot of research.
Okay, so this looks like a lot of communications. It's marketing. Mm-hmm. Okay. That made sense to you is what I'm picking up. But listen, you're going to be helping companies restructure, and they just use this word with me. It's not a word. Rescope. You know how we scope? That's research.
Mm-hmm.
We scope, we study, we analyze. That's what you're going to be doing. And I just heard this, is that you're going to replace two job roles. Yeah. And I also heard it might not be the pay you want, but the pay will come. Let me see. So you take the job, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.5, 5. I'm getting 4.5 to 5 months that you get an uptick in salary that will make sense.
Okay.
I wonder since we've talked before. Have we talked before, you and I?
Yeah, we have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you got on the phone, I'm like, golly, I really feel like I know this person. And I do take notes during the shows, but they just sit around here in my office. So I can go fish for them. But so focus on research and the reports because people want to know what your research is sharing. Communications resonated with you. I did pick up on that. Marketing. There's so many great books on marketing. I have a house full of books on marketing. But don't worry so much about marketing, they said. It looks like you're going to be instructed and taught by someone about it. You feel better. And don't tell me what I want to hear. Did you just suddenly feel better, or am I just picking up Barbara? Barbara might be feeling better.
I guess I'm still focusing on the fact that it's not going to be the money that I want.
Okay, yeah.
I want to get a house.
I'm going to tell you
something. If I'm going down in salary, I'm probably not going to get my house. So that's where I'm
maybe definitely. That's where the guy comes in, right? Didn't you say, Vanessa, that there was a man in the beginning? Well, maybe that he will help with, right?
Barbara.
I mean,
listen to Barbara.
It takes two.
This is,
it takes two sometimes to get the dream. Yes, it does.
But you know what, Laura? I might not have communicated this very well. And Barbara, you make an excellent point. It's that 4.5 to 5 months, you get an uptick in your salary that will make sense. Right now, I heard separating the men from the boys. And I just heard you're perfect for this job. Can I ask you a question? Did you turn down one job recently?
I'm trying to think. Well, there's been some jobs that were recruiters have called me and they said that, but it was like a really, really long distance where I'd have to fly And they said it was would be remote first, but then once the pandemic quarantine is over, I would have to go travel. But that the company was not going to pay for the travel or the hotel expenses. So I said, well,
what?
No, then I'm not interested.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, when you take this job, it'll make sense to you, but you won't remember this reading. And I'm shown at number 5, so it's going to be like at least 5 weeks. No, 5 days. It'll dawn on you in the middle of the night that you had this reading. Also, they kept telling me about your name and life. I'm really interested to see what that is, and I rather sense that you'll call back and tell us. But the money is X. The money is an uptick 4.5 to 5 months after you take the job. So they're showing me numbers, but I'm not going to share them with you because you've made a lot of money
that.
In the past. Yeah. Am I right that you made 6 figures?
I'm not sharing my money over the internet, over the phone, rather.
Right. Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fair.
That's okay. I don't talk about that. But so I'm just curious about, so the guy that you brought up, is that a romantic or is that with regards to the hiring agent?
It's, okay. I get a yes, I'm romantic. You're not really looking for that so much right now.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I'm not focused on it. I'm not. It's a nice thing that, you know, if it were to happen down the road, I guess.
I think I'm focused on September.
Okay.
September.
Well,
yeah.
I have a wedding I'm going to in September. Maybe I'll meet him there.
Okay. Is it around September 6th?
No, more around the middle of September. Yeah.
Okay, well, September 6th came up. So, you know what they told me? They told me to tell you to look great in September. I don't know what that means, but you know, it's probably some advice I could use. But September 6th forward.
September 6th.
And I just heard you're going
forward.
To have a lot of fun. Yeah, things get better. Things will get better, definitely, towards the end of September.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good.
I'm really glad.
Thank you.
Laura,
great
thank
reading.
You for calling in.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Now, I have a lot in common with her, though. She seems very, very
sage.
Focused
sage.
On her career.
Yes, she is, and I really want the best for her. But
she
makes a lot of
and
money.
And then the
she
next thing is, like, it'd be nice, but it's, you know, it'd be a nice thing, but that's not the thing that she's putting all of her focus in right now.
That
is great.
She's diversified. You're right about
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to see the name and lights. I can't wait.
The name is in the marquee. On the marquee. I love that.
Yes.
That's a good visual.
I know.
Oh, wow.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Laura, so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Our next caller.
Call back and let us know what happened.
Whatever.
I will.
Well, actually, ask Vanessa in a private reading, because I think that you could really benefit from more of a private, longer private session here. You're intense. Like, I feel an intensity with her, don't you, Vanessa?
Laura is very pragmatic and no-nonsense. And that's the whole world. So it takes a special guy that can, you know, align with her as a 100% partner. And that is coming.
I love it. That's awesome.
Me too.
Well, I hope that you do get a hold of Vanessa, but I think right now it is a good time. Half the show has gone by, and we should say, hey, where do you get a hold of Vanessa or MBA? How about her Instagram? Because that's easy. Vonda11. We're all doing Instagram. But if you are somebody who wants to do a little more research and read and listen to her radio show, which she has, her website is called Full, F-U-L-L, Soul Readings.com. So
that's
how you get a hold of her.
And I hope you do so. But I do know, I can sense that Johnny has another caller. So.
Oh,
yes,
right.
He does. Okay. Area
Am
code
I right?
401. Yeah, 401.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
401. You're on the line with Vanessa or MBA live. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my
Hi,
call.
There. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is
awesome.
Carrie. I'm calling in from Rhode Island. I think the good was a little exaggerated, but I really enjoyed your show so far, and I can resonate with a lot of the calls, primarily the first one. I think it was the first one regarding a gentleman. So
yes.
I'm just fortunate to have gotten a chance to speak with you because I'm like, oh, that's me. Oh, that's me.
I'm glad to connect with you.
I know sometimes that the shows, you know, I haven't tuned in quite some time, but I think you show for a reason, and I know that they can resonate with others on the line that may not have a chance to speak. So I don't know if that's right, but I feel as though it might be.
I think the timing's perfect because you've been through so much lately, I heard, that you're also a force to reckon with. It's like,
yeah,
hey,
I'm finding my power.
We are not
again.
Yeah, you're very powerful.
We don't
mess with your money, I heard.
Oh,
and
yep.
Yeah,
it's being
you
messed
are,
with.
You're,
yes.
Yes. You have a
mm-hmm.
loyal set of friends.
Well,
oh.
I don't know. I'm sort
you
of gone through transition.
Okay. You have one
you know,
friend
and
that's
I've
a feeling.
Feel that. Yeah. So the pandemic sort of thrown everything for kind of a loop, and I think that's the descriptive terms you use to describe a certain human being earlier, psychopath, sociopath, narcissist,
okay.
I think it's a perfect
yeah.
playground for them. Yeah. So, again,
yeah,
I'm going through that. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that because they made a mistake with you. It is a very narcissistic virus. You know, it's
right.
It's yeah, which is an insult to narcissists everywhere. But it's a very overt situation that we're in, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have to separate ourselves from the narcissists and sociopaths and psychopaths. We have to make ourselves invisible because
right.
that saves us. Carrie,
right.
what's going on?
Well, that's been hard. we're not married,
yeah.
but we own property together. And I have
yeah.
quite a few loved ones in spirit, and that's happened over the course of the past few years. And different circumstances have arisen. But I feel my father around me a lot. He passed through
yeah.
the property. And, again, that's what ties us together. But there's things going on that it's a lot of gaslighting. And it's just sort of learning how to find my voice, because this has been going on for long before this pandemic. And at the same time, knowing who to trust. So, I mean, I'll open to anything you may have for me. I know what
yeah.
I need to do. It's just getting that final push, I guess, to do it, but
okay.
not knowing when.
Not knowing when to do it. Well, so gaslighting means that you are right and that you are being attacked for being truthful and discovering truth. So
okay.
doubt, yeah. Doubt, and I was talking with Barbara about doubt earlier. Doubt is a way to control us. When people create doubt around us, it sets crosswise with us because
right.
you're a person that walks in truth. You don't have to sugarcoat or create a big, you know, puppet party or a big storyline, because we said earlier when you jumped on the line, I was like, this is a very strong person. So what you say goes. Do you understand? What you say goes. So we don't have to
right.
walk in doubt. The gaslighting is, gosh, I just
horrible.
Hate it. It is. It's an insult,
yeah.
too. And you just
right.
been tolerating
mm-hmm.
it.
Holds you down. Yeah, it holds
yeah.
you down. I kind of lost my power, I feel. I became really, like, submissive.
No, well, those
weak.
Days are over.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing about, you know, yeah, the one thing about our power is that, and I've talked to Jonathan about this, is I made a mistake of giving away my power. And it was a lesson, and I have brought it mm-hmm. back. If I can
yeah.
do it, you will do it. You're much stronger
I
than I was.
I have chill.
So the one way to handle the narcissist is going to be a little impossible for initially is what my guides are telling me. And hold on a second. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. I'm asking for 100% divine light angels and guides around Carrie to speak with my 100% divine light angels and guides now and nothing less. And I'm asking
Thank
for
you.
The greatest orators.
That.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes we get angels and guides around us that are beleaguered and tired. I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but we have to say thank you to them and send them on their way and call in the 100% divine light angels and guides who do have the right assistance for us. And that's what we're doing right now. And I have a question for you, Carrie. And you can tell me no. Have you been in a physical situation with him to the left side of your body?
Yeah.
It was my right finger.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Oh, interesting. Okay. He's not law enforcement, is he?
He's a firefighter.
Okay.
I've called law enforcement numerous times, but I've had someone in the town I live in my past, and nothing's come of it. And it's just like there's been I wouldn't call if for no reason. But
right,
I don't feel like it's karma or something. Like, I'm just kind of like, why are you? I live in a small state, but you are 100% correct.
I've been to Delaware. Delaware, right?
Oh no, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. I know I was up. My kids used to go to school up in New Hampshire.
Okay,
yeah,
you're
so
right about that.
Back to you. Okay. They hurt me really badly on my left side during the reading for you.
Okay.
And, yeah, that was bad, okay? And I know you said it was on the right side, but they're attacking me on the left side. So
my
left
heart,
right,
yeah. My bleeding heart, I think.
It probably couldn't get to your right finger easily.
Yeah.
Right?
It could be. But I'm
that
still
happened right before
here.
The pandemic. It happened at the end of February. I lost my job as a result of it, actually. But then coronavirus happened,
God.
And now here we are. So, yes, I was stronger, and then it just kind of fell, and I'm determined. Yeah, in a nice way.
Well,
you know, not nice. Well, not in a mean way, but just trying to stay true to whoever I've become. You know, I'm picking up the pieces finally. That was
well. You
me.
Can rewrite that soul contract with him because mm-hmm. what you are in this lifetime to him is that you're leading him. You're like the nurturer. You're like the motherly
the enabler.
Figure. But it
yep.
It can be an enabler. That's like mm-hmm. the worst thing to be. It's just on an academic level. There's a book by Melody Beattie. B-E-A-T-T,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and she's like, she really nails it on the head, especially in the first part of the book. It's been well over a decade that I read it, but it's removing yourself from the narcissist, which will help you heal, of course, in all ways, so that you can meet your goals, because you're not meeting them. You're always
right.
trying to push, you're always trying to like shove them off to the side, you're always trying to get your attention at the least convenient time, and it's a way to control you. It's a way
mm-hmm.
to make himself present in the moment
yeah.
towards you. So
right.
occupying your space, it looks like he gets in your face a lot.
Mm-hmm. He just did actually
okay.
when I was on hold, but you know, he's just kind of tampering with the house and trying to sell it, and their rentals and they're vacant, but like just tampering with things. And I know that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just happen on its own, you know. So,
yeah,
that's another way to control. I get that.
Yes, it is. Okay, so the number
one way.
So
thank you for validating
handle,
that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's a lot more I could say, by the way. I mean, I could say a lot. They're showing me a lot, but we'll go forward. They told me you need the action plan. So I'm going to, just since we're kind of getting short on time, you need to leave. I saw that you
yeah.
have a sister or at least a friend who's like a sister and that you are to go there. And apparently it's been offered to you before. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I also, against my better judgment, believe things. I don't think the friendship's irreparable, but he has had an effect on certain friendships in my life where I don't know who to trust. And again, I think that he was just trying to get rid of that one last one. And I'm not sure if that door is still open, but I thank you for
yeah,
saying that because it's been weighing heavily on me.
Okay, the door is still open. I'm going to probably hop and skip around a little bit. That door is still open.
See,
okay.
He had to sabotage the relationship and lie about you to the people that you like and care about and love in order to make you look terrible so that he
right.
can have you. Yeah, and what that is, they call that, it's a smear campaign. And it's defamation of character.
Yeah.
And that's how we control the beautiful Carries. And by the way, there's, if this culminates and you do leave, there's another man already waiting to meet you. Now,
mm-hmm.
he's been a, you're, you know, this guy, he's been a little busy with other women. Does that, oh God, I'm so sorry to say that, but he has been. I'm sorry about that. But you knew this. But you knew
that.
I knew
that.
Yeah.
Yep. He probably has a backup plan.
So many women.
He
and
probably
exactly.
has a backup plan. He's doubting yeah. everything and lying and gaslighting and trying to manipulate to
yeah.
control you. Oh,
right.
my goodness.
He even did
strong.
It to a coworker at his fire department, and she's not working right now. And that's become public knowledge in my state again.
Oh,
so
boy.
I could go into it, too. I don't know if you do private readings, but I do need some.
I do.
He does.
I'm an
does
only child.
Private readings.
Yeah,
for sure,
I'm an only
right?
child, and I try not to worry my mom too much, but she's there. It's just that I don't, you know, it's hard. It's just been difficult. You know, my father was kind of, this
well,
wouldn't be happening
well, your
if you were here.
Well, your dad is there,
right.
and this
I know
is something
is.
That I tell, yes, he showed up very early in the reading. This is what you need to do, is ask him to network you with safety. It's going to just be so surprising. You're going to have, look, I keep seeing this guy. He has dark hair, and he does have a law enforcement uniform on. Looks like he's a police officer. He will come and help you. I don't know where that's leading. Is this a friendship? I actually get a yes on that as a friendship later on, but it starts out as a professional relationship, as in aiding you. But I don't want
yeah.
to, I don't, yeah. He's going to get
no,
very
I,
physical.
Well, I'm just to validate you. My ex, I dated someone briefly prior to this relationship,
okay.
and my father passed in 2014, but that person, he actually found him. And I ended up meeting him a year later. We dated briefly,
okay.
and then something happened, and we just, I kind of just thought he was younger than me, didn't want that in my life, and I met this person, and I still live
oh.
in the same town that he works in, so I've had this feeling that that might be who you're referring to. But
well,
it's been hard for me
I
to
get
ask
a yes.
for help for as a reason, you know. It's been hard for me to ask
you,
for help because it's embarrassing.
Well, you know what? We'd rather see we'd rather see you vertical and healthy, and as opposed to allowing
right.
our narcissist. Yeah, a narcissist.
Thank you.
Only gets yes. Well, you're smart and beautiful, and you are loved, and. I'm not saying that to be contrite. It's I've been shown this lace throughout the reading tonight, your life, and that's not words that I, those words were given to me in order to perfect your life, Carrie, in Rhode Island, because you are staying in Rhode Island, is that we need
mm-hmm.
to put you in a protective layer. We need to hide you from him. I will do that. I will hide you from him, okay?
Thank you.
You're not, you're welcome. You're not where you're supposed to be. And the longer you stay with him, the more alienated and estranged your life will become.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, we can't have that for you because that will siphon you off from what's right. You'll get ill. It's another thing that happens
right.
when you align with a narcissist is you get ill.
Yeah, it has estranged me. I mean, I just have, it's like, I know I'm, am I depressed? Am I this? Am I that? You know, and it's just kind of like, just
no.
get up. You got to get up and go. Some days it's really hard, you
yeah.
know, but it's just it's hard.
I don't
yeah,
think,
you're 100%
I don't think you're
correct.
Depressed. You're not depressed. What you are is you're boxed in because you
mm-hmm.
know what's right. But and I commend you for not drinking the Kool-Aid because he's really trying
right.
to get foresight. Yeah, you haven't done it.
Yeah,
you're,
I did in the past.
Really do.
I did in the past. I actually defended him and dropped charges, and I did in the past,
oh.
even though my neighbor called. Yes,
okay.
exactly. So, again, it's sort of like the girl who cried wolf, and I'm not crying wolf, but it has to happen. And, you know, you just – it's like this is it. Like, I can't even sell a house. You know, anybody I get involved, it's just, like, derailed. But where there's a will, there's a way, you know. And it's just safety is the first priority.
Well, yeah. And I will set that up here. The one thing that you could get is if I'm going to ask your guides to bring you a protective layer
And also, if you need to do this, is just call in white light or through you. Just say, I call in white light through me from heaven. You don't have to say my exact words. And I ground myself, and I put myself in a suit of Kevlar. You don't have to say those exact words, but it takes like 2 seconds to protect you. He won't be able to find you. He won't be able to swing at you. That hurt tonight when I went through, what you've gone through, and that's probably the easy side of what you went through. I was still hurting after, You've been through too much, and it's been a waste of your time. You're a brilliant young woman.
Thank you.
And they keep saying
it's hard now, especially because of the frontline workers. I mean, it's just like a double whammy. You know, it's just
it
hard.
Is.
And I'm like, wow, I can't live this lie anymore. I cannot do it.
Yeah, no. And you know what? I was telling Barbara, I've gotten a lot of 911 calls this weekend about that. So I was busy reading about what you're going through for other people.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, those people picked up and left today. They left those abusive relationships. It's not anything I do. I'm just a channel. Yes, and you can do it. You have to do it because you have to save yourself. Your mother needs you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have a dog, so he needs me too. So that's what's been kind of a caveat, is just trying to find a place for both of us. But he's coming with me.
It'll happen. It'll happen, and I will do the work here to make it happen, and I'm going to speak with your dad, and I want you to speak with your dad.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you guys took my call. I'll definitely look into setting up something up privately, but thank you so much.
It's my honor, Carrie. And
it was one of the best readings I've ever heard. Vanessa.
Wow. Thank you so much.
She's so in tune, and she's so, like, knows,
she's so smart.
She knows what's going on, and she is absorbing everything. But now, at the end, we see the vulnerable side because she's opening up, and I feel it. Like, she knows, okay, yes, she can do it, but it's in a relaxed tone.
Yeah,
this is
I feel
exactly
so much more grounded
now. What was that?
I feel so much more grounded now, just having talked.
I'm glad.
Smart. It's just difficult, you know.
Carrie, those days are over for hearing that you're wrong all the time. So I'm going to tell you, even Vegas wouldn't give you a bet like that. You're not wrong.
Thank you.
You're very right. You're welcome. And it gets better, and I will do a lot of work here tonight for you.
I appreciate it so much.
My honor.
Thank you. Well, thanks,
all right,
Carrie.
Take care.
You can also reach her, Vanessa, at Vomba11 on Instagram. Vomba11 on Instagram.
Okay.
And then fullsoulreadings.com. And continue.
Okay.
And also, always call back and visit us too on all across the board, Life, Laughter, Happiness. If you can't find somebody, we can help you. So
thank you.
You have us. You're not alone. Yes.
Thank you so much.
And it was so wonderful to witness that. Like, it was a therapy. It was really a therapy session. Wow, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, honored to have you here, Carrie. Thank you for having me here.
Definitely want to connect again. So thank you very much.
Oh, I'd love it, Carrie.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we're at the end of the show. And it went so
well.
Yes.
We're 6:29. Wow. And here I'm like, 6:25. I want to do the shout out, which I think I just did half the shout out anyway. That's so funny, you guys.
I think you did.
Was that crazy?
Okay.
thank you. And I'll go get to work. And it's always an honor to work with you, Jonathan and Barbara. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Well, good night, everybody. Good night, Barbara. Good night, Vanessa.
Good night, Jonathan. Good night, Barbara.
Thank you, Johnny. Good night, Vanessa. Thanks for everything you do.